Yeah, now we're going to talk about the last part of Shmuel's life, which is the last part of his life began Tavshin Lamed Zayin, 1977, which is 12 years before he died. Because that's the year where he had Parkinson. For 12 years he had very serious Parkinson. Besides the fact that he had a very difficult stomach problem, from the Jordanian captivity. Now, Parkinson, if anyone doesn't know, is a disease. It's a machala, right? Which has no mercy on the person, and that person can't use his atzabim. That was in English.
Isn't it a neurological disease that affects the coordination of the muscles?
Yeah, the muscles, exactly. And also, of course, the person, when it goes worse and worse, the person has the pressure on his brain, and it's very difficult to just be. Just to live is very difficult with it, even. I had an uncle, a weird uncle who had it also. And every little slight sound can make them nuts. Like you scrape a chair, right? And a person can't take it. By them, every little pressure on their head, every little knock like that can make them crazy. It's a very horrible disease. Most people, you have to put them in a home after a while. You can't deal with them. But Shmuel, this is where his greatness was revealed by his illness. See how great he was. In the worst situation. The worse it got, the greater the story was. When it got worse and he couldn't even leave the house, so they used to organize a minyan in his house every Shabbos. And that tefillah itself was a tefillas nefesh. Even he could have said, "No, I need daven alone. The noise is making me nuts." No, but they davened. He wanted the minyan at least on Shabbos. First of all, the noises. The noises made him crazy. He couldn't stand it. He davened out loud. The chair moves. If something, the chair fell, and there's 10 people in a room, things could happen, right? It had to be complete quiet. So when the minyan davened in the outside room. And the Shmuel davened inside the room, so it doesn't bother him. Only in Shmoneh Esrei, when everyone was just davening quietly, completely quietly, not even whispering, hardly, then he came out and davened with everyone in Shmoneh Esrei and went back to the other room.
So he had a meeting in his house, but he wasn't always in that meeting.
Only by Shmoneh Esrei he walked into the meeting. That's the main part. We have to be in the minyan. In the first bracha, and also by Maidiv, he used to stand up completely and go all the way down like a healthy person and stand up. He's still snefesh. When you're Parkinson, you can't do such thing. You're like, you might fall, you might this. It's probably met people who had, right?
It's, you have a good chance of going through convulsions.
Can you get convulsions? You can't. I saw him listen to Finkel's at some. Also, Strymen. He couldn't stand it. He used to put it on his head, take it off, because it was pressure on his head. Only with Shmoneh Esrei, he put it on his head, for the whole Shmoneh Esrei. Everyone realized that all the days of a person are a test, but when someone is ill, that's a real test. When someone is ill, like very sick, that's when you really can see who he is, how he acts to other people. That dafka then, when he, at the end of his life, sometimes chakras took him all day. All day. Because he couldn't, he failed, he did, he's having part of it, but he was still snippy. At least Shabbos I'll finish till the end. He wasn't chayav, of course. A sick person like that is not chayav at all. He could have just stayed in bed. But no, he was forcing himself, I'll do whatever I can.
I mean, it's a real miracle.
Yeah, because people, they can't even stand. Let me say though, I'll finish here.